I think we're officially a back to college podcast.
I am constantly hungover.
Weekday beers are basically automatic now, bro.
I'm gonna send it over to my homeboy, Pitbull.
If you're not getting hated on, you ain't doing shit right. You need people talking about you. You need people saying, I don't like that person. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filter. Hello, MFers, and welcome to the first podcast for everyone back at school. A sad day for some, but could be a happy day if one of the few who goes to school out in UVic strictly to party and hook up with nursing students. On today's episode, episode 39, we list our MFers of the week, where we both list a couple. Although I fear that some of them might overlap this week. We go over Nails this week as well, where we list our top five actors who we would want to be on our team in a fight. Not movie or show characters, but the actual actors themselves. And after that, we work our brains with a fax no printer. This week, the loser has to eat the other one's... Nope, that's not right. The loser has to take a shot of a disgusting, random, four-ingredient combustion of whatever the winner chooses out of our fridge and or spice drawer. Very 2016 with this one. And then, as always, we blow your minds with our shower thoughts of the day.
You made it.
I made it.
You made it through whatever that intro was.
Yeah, I like doing the...
That was an honest laugh
that
I had for you because I didn't hear that joke prior when you messed up the intro.
I didn't try that one before.
No.
I didn't have to go through the whole entire intro twice because I fucked up the last sentence.
No, okay, definitely not. Yeah.
Right.
We're good. One take only.
I'm so glad that we do like the switch back and forth intros because like reading that out just gets my blood flowing.
It does.
So
yeah,
it's
definitely does.
It's kind of nerve-wracking because they hear my voice first.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever when people can actually hear your voice when you're doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I want to quickly start off with a public service announcement for anyone who listened to our last episode. I want to apologize for the sound on our big announcement.
Yeah. The worst possible time to have bad sound quality.
The call was so funny. It might have been the funniest phone call in the history of phone calls.
Yeah.
But you guys couldn't hear it because I forgot that Kale's iPhone speakers are the equivalent of Violet from The Incredibles, like the way the sound comes out of there. No,
she's
very quiet.
She's young, isn't she? I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, she's probably 13 in the show.
Oh, God.
But anyways, yeah, so that's the public service announcement that Kale ruined with a possible crime that you might have just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kale said school's back. I made a pledge to myself that until it gets to below zero, I'm going to ride public transit.
And how'd that go, Bales?
And so today was my first day. And luckily, no events happened on my buses that I had to take today. However, I witnessed not one, but two car accidents today.
Hold on, so, can I pause you for a second?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
She's 14. Violet is 14 years old.
Okay.
But I meant in
so it's
Incredibles
fine.
2. Yeah. No,
she's still 14 in the second one.
No.
It starts right after the first one.
Fuck, okay. Then just forget I said that.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. That's all we need. Okay, anyway, so nothing happened on the bus. So that's a W in my pocket. Mm-hmm. However, I saw two accidents. So I'll go over the second one first because it was a little less. It was definitely less uneventful. So the second one, I'm literally 20 meters from my final stop to get off and go to our apartment. And just right in front of us, just a nice rear end. And I was like, damn, that's crazy because I already saw an accident earlier. Not the fact there was a rear end because we all know we do that. Everyone's done that. Every person ever has rear-ended someone.
I haven't.
Every person ever. But the first one, so I'm sitting to get my bus, got there a little early, so I had about 10 minutes to kill. I'm just sitting there, you know, listening to podcasts, not my own, because that's probably the worst thing you can do as a podcaster. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting there, I look to my left, and this is in the span of 5 seconds this happens. I look to my left, I see this guy walking across the street with a shopping cart in front of him. I'm like, guy's having a tough day, like tough life maybe, tough day.
Sounds like
probably.
Chances are he's homeless.
Yes, chances are he was homeless. Walking across the street, and I literally look to my left. He's halfway through the street. All of a sudden, this truck comes ripping across. Boom! Shopping cart literally goes 10 feet in the air, probably 20 feet. And I guess it clipped the guy. I didn't really see him get hit. But also I just see him laying there in the middle of the street. And I'm like, oh, fuck, my bus is going to be late now.
that's more like a New York
And he's laying there and sirens start ringing about 2 minutes later. There's a fire truck. There's an ambulance. This guy gets out of his truck and he's like, obviously on the phone, 911, he's calling and everyone shows up. There was cops. There was an Alberta Health Services car, EMS, fire truck. Like I said,
there?
No,
my coworkers were there.
Cause you don't actually work for AHS.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So anyways, but he laid on the ground for, I'd say until I got on my bus. So probably about 8 minutes, I'd say. And then he got up and walked away from what I saw.
First thing I thought when you told me that he laid on the ground, even though you didn't know if he got hit or not.
He wasn't moving.
He was looking for an insurance claim.
Yes.
100%.
That's kind of gutless.
He might have even did it on purpose.
Yeah, but that's kind of gutless of you to think that he would do that. But however, I do hate to admit this, but because the guy was driving a company vehicle, he is for sure going to get some money.
It was like, oh,
yes. I can't remember. I should have taken a picture or something, but he is... Like, whoever this guy is, he probably won't be homeless anymore. And I mean that in an honest way. Like, he's probably going to get a good amount of money from this company. Mm-hmm. This guy was driving a company truck.
I'm going to say this right now, and I really hope that we don't get big enough to where, like, this could end up biting me in the ass in the future. But there has been so many fucking times where I've literally been tempted to just, like, usually when I'm, like, kind of drunk or, like, at least half buzzed, like, walking back from the bars downtown, just say, like, what if I was to just get hit by a vehicle right now? You can make so much money.
I don't think if you're intoxicated. I don't think the liability comes down a lot more if you're intoxicated, though.
Maybe if I was like, stand like pedestrian crossing, run as soon as I click it into oncoming traffic, then the lights were on. It's like, that's actually that guy's fault because he didn't stop because, you know, lights were on. But who knows? There's definitely ways around it, but.
No, but this guy was, whoever hit him was definitely liable. Like, this guy didn't. Like, he was on a crosswalk, and I guess the guy just didn't look at the pedestrian at all and just turned hard. And that, like, I swear to God, that shopping cart flew like a cartoon. Like, it was, like, way in the air, and I was like, whoop! And, yeah, so that was my day.
So your day one of school was the best first day or the worst first day for you?
I think it was one of my better ones, for sure.
Fair. And this is so I haven't started school yet, but I feel like by the time this comes out, I guess tomorrow or tonight, that almost everyone has gone through day one. And it's actually like, I'm having mixed feelings about it.
You mentioned
this morning that like when you're working full time in the summer, you can't wait for school. But when school starts, you can't wait to like work in the summer. I feel like that's gonna happen to me. But as of right now, I am kind of excited, mainly because like I love like people watching and meeting new people and just like walking around the hallways and shit like that. So I am excited for that part because all my classes are back in person. I know the campus now. New classes, only four classes. I'm not in five, I'm in four.
So nice.
It's going to be a good semester.
Easy workload. I like that. I have five, but three of them are kind of, you know, those BS classes. Yeah. Like those ones that you just kind of don't really have to do much for. Right. You just show up.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
Good stuff.
So that was my day though. It was pretty awesome. I don't think I could have had much more of an entertaining first day of school. And I still got, what time is it now? It is 4:00. So, I mean, still have 8 hours left in the day. Who knows?
You're definitely going to sit on the couch the rest of the day.
Honestly, dude, I might just go hop on a bus and go around the city just to see if like stuff happens.
The odds are in your favor so far.
Yeah. Like I'm literally batting 100% right now.
Did you do anything else on the weekend, on the long weekend?
I did a few things.
I don't really care about anything. It wasn't fun.
No, emotionally, it wasn't a fun weekend.
Oh, that's. Yeah.
But I did get to go to a wedding, so that was very cool. My first wedding, I would say, where people are like our age that got married. No, it was a plus one.
That's fair. I feel like weddings. I actually haven't been to a wedding, but I feel like if you go to like a wedding as a plus one, you kind of have to be proper. You know what I mean? Like you can't, like if it's like your best friends, but you can get drunk and party.
Oh, exactly.
But that one, if you don't know anyone there, it's like, you're the guy who's like, who's this?
Exactly what I was saying. I was like, I'm not going to like hit the dance floor with my crazy moves that I have.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't have the right to do that. I was quite probably the farthest thing from anyone there, but it was an awesome ceremony. It was a very small wedding. And it was like, I've always wanted to have a big wedding, but a small one like that, where like, it's only like the close people, it kind of gave me some different thoughts on it. Yeah.
Well, you gotta go to lots.
I mean,
what you want.
We'll see how I feel when I'm 40, when I'm ready to get married. So.
Yeah. Or if you marry a rich girl, And it's like, she'll probably want a big one, or she, if she's like spoiled and like high maintenance, she'll probably want something crazy. It's like, you know what? If your dad's paying for it, sure.
Yeah, it's no cap.
Me on the weekend, on the other hand.
Yeah, what did you get?
So I went to National on 8th. Then the next night, I went to National on 8th. And then the night after that, I went to National on 8th.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a National on 8th weekend. Because I used it being the last weekend as an excuse to go out every single night. Which I don't know why I say I need an excuse anymore. I do that literally every single weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Also, I'm not going to get into those nights because it was just a typical like Kale fucking running around spending way too much money on drinks.
Yeah, how much did you spend out of curiosity? Because I know that's my one big thing I hate about National is you're spending minimum $10
a drink. I'll
tell you
about my Sunday and then I'll tell you how much I spent Sunday night, okay? I'm not going to tell you
about why just Sunday though?
Because Sunday was, I went kayaking Sunday.
Okay, but you still went out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what that.
Okay, but what about Friday and Saturday?
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
A couple $100.
Aight.
Each night. No, whatever. Ubers get it too. Ubers can fucking rack up that final bill. But Sunday I went kayaking from 10:30 or 11 until like 6 with my brother from Calgary all the way to our property in this. So much fun, dude. You don't realize like floating is so much different than kayaking, because kayaking you can go upstream, you can go side, you can go a little backwaters. If you float, you can't really don't have much control of your big raft. Kayaking is so much fun.
So were you going upstream?
Sometimes, yeah. If we wanted to like cross to the other side and after we like missed our turn, we'd go upstream.
That seems like a lot of effort.
It's so much effort, which is why I had to go out Sunday, because I owed it to myself. No. Actually, here's how I started. Classic. I drive home after, so after kayaking, have a steak sandwich at home with my parents and my brother. I drive home around 8 and I'm texting with Benny and we're like, yeah, let's have a beer. Well, oh yeah. Oh, that one's empty. Yeah, pass me another one from the fridge.
Hey, it's the rule of downtown. If you have a couple beers, you got
to
go out.
And then all of a sudden, Benny just hops in the shower to do his hair. I'm like, what's going on here? Are we going out? And he starts changing to nice clothes. I'm like, well, I'm wearing average clothes, so let's go to National, I guess. Sure as shit, we ended up being there until it closed, which I've never done National before. Wow. Lights were on, like 2:30, I think, National. And then we stayed up until about 5.
How much of a gut feeling is it when the lights come on and you're there?
Well, because you know what the worst part is, that you see, and no offense to you pretty girls out there, but when the lights come on at National, you see all the makeup that is sweated off these women.
I would arguably say that there's guys who look better in the dark too.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But it's, yeah, no one looks great when the National lights turn on, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, fuck that place.
That was the weekend.
It's just so expensive.
And the last weekend we can go out, right? Because we can't go out during the school
year. Now that it's the school year, I will not be going out at all.
Even though I have 4-day weekends this school year.
Humble break. All right, we should transition. Our MFers of the week.
Yes.
Kind of one of our newer segments. It's definitely kind of just, it's more like a shout out. It's kind of like a shout out.
Yeah, it's here's what's basically a shout out to this thing.
Shout out to this guy for doing this, or this gal for doing this, or whatever gender they may be for doing this, right?
I'm gonna go first with one, and then
I gotta go first.
Because you're gonna take mine, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you will.
All right, my first MF for the week is Harry Styles.
Yeah, you took mine. I'm going next. You can't do both of yours, because you might take my other one as well.
Okay.
We can both talk about it.
As everyone knows, he kind of absolutely alpha'd the shit out of Chris Pine the other day and spat on him.
But did he? Yeah, that's my MFer is him in the other way. He's my good MFer.
I don't care. He spat on him. I haven't done any research. Let's argue this. I haven't done any research on this. But if I was a betting man, I would definitely say this has something to do with a female.
Yes. You know what? I did a little bit of research.
On TikTok?
No, on Google, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I'm just going to fill...
More reliable than TikTok.
I'm going to fill you in on what I read, and then you can talk. Because you are right. But so... Florence Pugh, who is, I think, Harry Styles' husband in this new movie.
Wife.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Good try. Restart.
Yeah. Florence Pugh, who is Harry Styles' wife in this new movie, and Olivia Wilde, who's the director, I believe, begin feuding because Wilde's on-set affair with Harry Styles. So Pugh, who, I mean, I don't know if actors and actresses get emotionally attached when their husband and wife on show, but you can only imagine they do. And, well, this is basically a big love triangle because there is love scenes between Harry Styles and Florence Pugh throughout this whole entire movie. Well, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde were having sex kind of like behind the scenes while the actual scenes were supposed to be happening. So Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde were like leaving set during shooting just to go fuck in a trailer, basically. So it's like a big love triangle where there's like real love slash
and the movie, I guess, love.
Just hooking up or movie love. And that's why...
Why is Chris Pine?
Exactly. Chris Pine is just there, man. I think he's just kind of sitting in the middle.
Unlucky
he's
guy.
He's on the cast.
He's just an unlucky guy.
But that spitting thing, I don't think is actually true because from the one video, it seems like a spit flies out and like Pine's reaction is why I think something might happen. But from a different camera angle, nothing comes out of Harry's mouth. And the Chris Pine reaction is just what gets me.
I don't care. Sure. He spat on him.
Oh. That's your... kind of debrief of the...
Yeah, he spat on him.
Okay.
So actually, I'm going to sidetrack here a bit. So you know how you like mentioned how like movies and TV shows kind of get intimate kind of thing?
It has to.
Yeah.
When I was an actor, like 3 months ago, it was there for sure. Some.
When I was seeing this one girl, I'd say a couple years ago now, she got asked to be in a music video with this one like local rapper or some shit. But in the video, she had to kiss him. And... I was hanging out with her and her mom and they like were talking about it. And then the mom asked me, she was like, would you be like comfortable if she kissed the guy in the music video? And like, you know, me being like kind of like scared and insecure. I was like,
yeah, you know,
I was like, no, I wouldn't.
I would love that.
I was like, I wouldn't care at all. That's just for a video.
Yeah. It doesn't mean
even though if I ever saw the video, I might get a pit in my stomach. And
I would for sure think that after they just totally boned.
Yeah, I'd be very sad if that happened. Especially if you, like, imagine if she tells you it's just a kiss, and then you watch the video, and they're just, like, straight macking. It'd be
just fake finger blasting.
Yeah, it's like, damn. Level shit. That's all I got
on that, yeah. So, and that's the thing. If you're a local music video guy, and you ask, I know what you're talking about, but if you ask that girl... You have to be the horniest dude ever to just go and pick a girl you want to kiss in your video. Like, that's just, come on.
Yeah, like, hey, I'd love to have you on my music video, but
you
like,
have to kiss me.
You gotta kiss me.
Right, that's fucking weird. But yeah, so that's, Harry Styles, MF of the week.
You can go with your next two because you definitely don't have my other one. So.
Well, I only have one left because you took my Harry Styles one.
Okay.
My next MF of the week is every guy who is now the GM of a fantasy football team.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, just fantasy football itself is the MF of the week.
Yes, I agree. I think it should just be. We should make fantasy football a real dude.
What should his name be? No, FF. Probably just FF? Double F? Hef?
F squared.
FCs. All right, whatever. But fantasy football, so we did our draft last night, which I was going to mention earlier, but I thought I might as well tie it into this. So much fucking fun. And there's so much, like the whole week leading up to it, I'm like, I was getting excited. We had a little potluck over here. A few of the boys came over. It is so fucking fun, but it's also probably the most stressed a human being can be in an hour span. Because every single time you cue somebody that you want, you're like, no one's going to take fucking this guy.
Imagine being a Navy SEAL and going on a mission.
I imagine being fucking a Navy SEAL listening to me say that in a podcast while we're like sitting comfortably in our chairs right now.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't think...
I am over-exaggerating, but...
Oh, yeah.
It is so shitty when you have, like, a sleeper lined up and then the person right before you or, like, typically just takes them and everyone's like, oh, great pick. It's like, fuck. I wanted that fucking...
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching.
But, yeah, I'm excited. My team... So, I went 7th out of 11... 6th or 7th out of 11. So, in the middle, which isn't that great because you always kind of want a back-to-back or at least close to. But, I mean, my team's all right. I'm ranked as of the... The projection, I'm ranked 3rd, which doesn't mean shit.
Oh, no, it don't mean nothing.
You almost don't want to be
ranked. Because I remember the guy who got 2nd place in our league last year was ranked last.
Yeah. You almost want to be ranked last, but everyone's like, oh, the underdog won. Man. If he ends up winning. But I don't know,
I'm not as confident in my team as last year, but knowing...
Well, me neither, but there's 6 of us last year.
But knowing me, I find a way to win.
There was 8 of us last year.
I don't know. I just find a way to win in everything I do. So.
You haven't won.
I won a beer pong tournament.
It's because you're fucking beer pong Baylor, man. That's,
yeah.
How can you lose a beer pong tournament?
So that's your second one?
That was my, yeah.
Okay.
Bottom line is that the next 4 months are going to be lots of fucking ups and downs in my emotional hemisphere.
Yeah, fair enough. My second MF-er of the week is you, Kale, but more specifically your skull.
Yeah.
Our apartment is set up in a way that our dining table is like not...
This isn't the way I thought you were going
to
go with this.
It's not in the middle of the room, but it's more to the side because like that's where the dining room light hangs. Yes. Does that make sense?
There's only one spot for a table.
Yeah, but we moved the table for our fantasy draft like more into the middle of our room, which means the dining room light is just hanging kind of like in a walkway. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you bonk your head already half a dozen times.
And I'm sitting right fucking underneath right now, so I know when I'm standing up, I'm going to smoke it.
So, yeah, my second MF for the week is just your skull. Because until we move this table back, you're probably going to hit it a dozen more times.
That is absolutely true. And it's so fucking upsetting because when we have like a few parties here, like, I don't know, last summer, we'd move our table for like beer pong or just to move, and I'd smoke it every time. And it hangs on three metal hooks, and twice now, two come unattached. So then I hit my head, and then when I duck to go out, it fucking swings down on the one and smokes me again.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? Fuck you, Kale. If you really want to get hurt, I'm going to really hurt you.
Imagine being 6'1".
Yeah, that would suck. I was like 13 and I was 6'1". You know what? I guess back to that, my second MF for the week is also me and my skull, but only because I got my hair cut again. And
That has nothing to do with your skull.
Yeah, my hair's on my skull. But what I'm trying to say is that I caved. I thought I was going to join the long hair gang. And let it grow long enough to when it was like fucking flowing and curling out the sides and looking all sick like Damon Hunt. But my hair is the
stroke
the
off.
Most. Yeah, stroke off. My hair is the straightest hair. Maybe yours.
No, straight. I'd say mine's straight.
They're really fucking straight. But you've never had the hair as long as mine just was.
Yeah, you did have a sick mullet going there for a while.
Yeah, I had a sick
mine. Mine is the sick part.
I had long hair like a month ago, went for a trim, and I ended up just getting the sides trimmed. So I had basically a mullet. But it's short now, so. Old Kale's back. MRU semester one, Kale's back.
All right, very cool. That's our MF for the week segment. Good job.
Yeah, that's it. That was good. All right, Bales, my favorite time of the day.
The nails.
Yep.
Make sure when you post the graphic, you do nails of actors, bracket, not characters.
Yes.
We want to have our back in a fight.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Just to help you out there. I'm just... trying to throw you a bone.
Thanks for throwing me a bone.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, like I said, nails of actors. So, strictly actors, not characters. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, if you chose John Wick, you wouldn't be choosing the character John Wick. You'd be choosing Keanu Reeves, who is actually a softie in real life. So, that'd be a terrible pick.
He's actually a fucking big softie in real life.
Yeah, so...
I heard that he donates, like, all of his money he makes in movies.
And, that doesn't make him soft.
Yeah, big softy. He's got a soft spot.
He just seems like he just wouldn't actually hurt a single soul outside of being John Wick.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to grab a coin. Keep talking.
All right. Well, I don't really know what to talk about.
Just say some random shit. I'll be quick.
I'm currently sitting at this table with a couple of mics. And my roommate, who is built like a board, just went and grabbed a coin.
I'm back.
That was my broadcast.
I hated that, actually. I remember leaning again. All right. Bales, you want to flip again or want me to flip?
You can flip if you want.
I'll call it in the air.
Yeah. It's going to be tails.
It's heads.
Damn. I haven't got a first pick for a hot minute.
You know who? I won. I think I've won four of the last five, but I'm pretty sure you won last one. Like the actual nails online. I haven't looked.
You won two before that. No, three. You won three in a row there.
Yeah, and then you won the last one.
I won the last one handedly.
But you want to know why you won it? I think because you posted on your own story as well, which means all of your followers who like you went to our... I'm at first page and voted for you.
Well, man, why didn't you post it on yours?
I'm a fucking cheater.
I feel like we have a lot of the same followers, so it doesn't really make that much of a difference.
You're right.
Because we're kind of like in the same like...
John Cena. My first overall pick.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah, John Cena is...
How can he beat someone up, though, if you can't see him?
Because he's fucking invisible, so he could beat you up easily. How would you fight him back?
I throw paint on him.
I was actually going to Snapchat you the other day. John Cena does Wipeout. That show, Wipeout.
I saw that.
And I was going to send you a picture of just because John Cena.
We should watch
it. There's an African-American lady.
Should we review Wipeout?
Did not need to say that at all, did I? But just another lady who was black.
Yeah.
Which also doesn't matter.
Yeah, why are you?
I'm just saying it.
She's just a host of a TV show. I was going
to snap you saying, why is this lady talking to herself? because John Cena was next to her.
That would have been a good joke.
Yeah.
Minus the joke part.
Minus the fact that I'm now probably going to be called a racist for some reason.
Well, you look like one. So, you messaged me before. There's an easy 1A, 1B. I got to go with The Rock.
I already wrote it down. I already wrote down your second pick.
Easy pick.
Yeah.
Absolute beast. And as we all know, he was a real fighter in the WWE.
Yeah. See, I was going to take The
only,
Rock.
Only the toughest and realest fighters go in the WWE, so.
Yeah. I was going to pick The Rock first, but then I'm like, wait a minute. Because I'm like, John Cena is just like kind of now an actor. The Rock is like
the actor. He is the guy.
Yeah. So that's 1A, 1B. There's no losing that.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with that.
My next pick is Tom Hardy.
Good pick.
Because not only would I pick him regardless of the last month of his career, but he literally just won back-to-back jiu-jitsu championships.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how many people who vote on these, who don't listen to the podcasts, know that.
But that doesn't even really matter because Tom Hardy is just known as a fucking badass dude.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, I got to go with Marky Mark.
Yep, he was my next pick,
too. Mark Wahlberg. Yep. He was a legit... Did you know he was a legit drug dealer when he was like 13?
Yes, he was also a legit Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, and we've also seen... trust me, I haven't seen those photos. But we've also seen like his daily schedules where he's up, he wakes up at 2 a.m. and then he works out for like a total of like 5 hours throughout the day.
Yeah, beta.
So all of that just means he's a crazy motherfucker who could probably beat the shit out of 99.8% of the human population.
He's wired differently.
That guy is a different human. So that's my second pick.
I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend.
The Terminator himself.
Yeah, he was the Terminator.
Yeah.
Not in the recent movie.
I haven't watched the recent ones.
He actually was in the most recent one, so I don't know why I said
that. I just typed in Arnold Terminator. It's not his last name.
You should just do Arnold Terminator. People would know who he was.
Schwartz what?
Schwarzenegger. N-E-G-G-E-R.
That was so confident.
Because I
pronounce N-E-G-G-A-R?
I pronounce it correctly, and I've never heard of a word near that one, so...
Me neither.
My third pick, this one is kind of based on recent events, as well as some movies. Will Smith. The slap.
Nah, dude.
I Am Legend.
That's a bitch slap.
Bad Boys, and one of the most underrated movies of all time where he plays Hancock.
I fucking love
that movie so much. That's an underrated movie, but I mean, man, he stood up for his girl, and if some dude is willing to fight at an Academy Award show, he's got your back wherever you go. If he's going to do that at an Academy Award show, so like if we're at a bar and some guy like nudges me, I feel like he would you know what I mean?
Yeah,
every time.
For sure,
that's what we do.
Okay, that's good. This is going to be a tough fourth one. I'm going to go. Oh, fuck, I'm going Chris Hemsworth.
Fair enough.
Because he just, again, aside from the fact that he's Thor, which again, as a character, non-actor, so I can't pick him because of Thor.
He's
a big boy.
He is built like a literal superhero, though.
Yes.
Like, I had that for my explanation for him.
Yes.
I also have a man crush on him. So, yep. I mean, I would let him hang out with me as long as he said he's got my back.
I got really long
gives
names
me a,
here.
Gives me a back rub. Won't be bad.
That would suck.
I got to go with an old guy. You took Schwarzenegger. I got to take Sylvester.
Yeah, I have him. He's my last written
Sylvester
down.
Stallone. Rocky and Rambo himself.
Yep.
He might be getting...
And he's in Red.
Yeah. No, he's not in Red.
Expendables.
Yeah, Expendables. Yeah. So he might be getting old, but he could definitely still beat the shit out of me, which in my books is extremely impressive. Like, that's a huge feat for anyone to beat me up, so...
Right. See... I saw that he has a new show out now, which I kind of almost feel bad.
It's a movie on Prime.
Right. Okay. Movie regardless. Anyone who is his age and his level of health, which isn't very good. He's an old man. He's been taking some fucking hits lately to his health. This must mean he's out of money.
Yeah.
If dude, Rocky and fucking just... It's, Rocky itself, it's but Rambo that, and Rocky, that's probably made him $100 million.
Yeah, but it's that, or he got offered a stupid payday, and they're like, Sylvester, we need you for this movie, we'll give you fucking $20 million right up front. And it's like...
He's like, fuck it, why not?
It's like, yeah, like, fuck it, like, I don't care. I don't care if this is another shitty acting job by me, but I'll do it.
Fair.
I'll fucking Yeah, I ran out of words.
All right, yeah. So, okay, my last one, I'm stuck between two people, but I am going to... I can't have an all-white top five. So I'm going to take Idris Elba.
That's a racist thing to say, though.
No, it's not. It's the least racist thing to say. I have an inclusive top five.
Yeah, but the fact that you were thinking about that.
Nope. I always think about being inclusive, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Who was your pick again? I totally, like, zoned out.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah, good pick.
He was the sexiest man alive in 2020.
He is a stallion. He was one
another
of the,
big dude, and he's old and grizzled.
Yeah, he was one of the main characters in a TV show I just finished watching, The Wire, and he was so good in it.
He was in that?
He was probably one of the main. Fucking... He was one of the main gangsters in it, and he was
really?
He was like kind of like a strategic smart in it. He was kind of like a Thomas Shelby,
nice,
but like in Baltimore, so it really like don't hit as hard as Thomas
in
Shelby.
Baltimore,
yeah.
Ugh, for those of you who don't know what Idris Elba is, he's Luther. He's in Luther. He's in Beast. He's in Fast and Furious.
People know who Idris Elba is.
Most importantly, he's in Sonic the Hedgehog. I just Googled his name.
That is most important. No particular reason at all. I have to choose Ronda Rousey.
I was going to fucking say that too because she's an actress now.
She is. Because she was in... The Expendables,
yeah.
And then she was also in one of the Fast and Furious ones. I don't know which one. I don't really care at this point because it's the most overrated movie franchise ever.
So
but,
you're also very inclusive.
Yes.
Top five.
Yeah, but that didn't go into my thinking. I just chose people who I want to have in my back.
Should have.
I just wanted.
You should always be thinking.
I just wanted to have someone who always have my back and, you know, beat someone like you up because you usually deserve it. So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Top five, mine. If I was in a fight against six people and I needed five people to help me kick their ass, I would take John Cena, which would probably just do it all by himself.
Yeah.
John Cena, Tom Hardy, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chris Hemsworth, and Idris Elba. That's a good top five.
It's a good pick. One of the things that when you said John Cena, I was very jealous because I just am picturing like in a, like a like a fight outside of a bar, and I was picturing him doing an attitude adjustment to someone. Yeah. If I saw that happen in real life, I would fucking go insane.
You know what I'm picturing? If like that happens and I'm getting about to get jumped, and here's my actual, it was kind of similar to yours. It was a bar scenario. My logic as to why I chose John Cena before The Rock was, if I'm in a bar and I'm about to get jumped, and I'm like, hold on, before you guys, I got one person for you, and I like come out,
and his music starts playing,
and it's exactly, and it's The Rock. Everyone's gonna be like, oh, like we can still take this fucking piece of shit. But if you hear the his fucking, that's, everyone's gonna be like, oh fuck. And then just John Cena's jorts and his fucking.
Can you imagine if you were in a fight with The Rock and then the whole time he just has his one eyebrow up? The whole time he's just fighting and he's got his eyebrow just raised?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
So my five is The Rock, Mark Wahlberg, Will Smith, Sylvester Stallone, and Ronda Rousey. My honorable mentions, I have Charlie Hunnam in there. Because him and I are twins, so
he's
it just
also kinda, he's kind of small, though.
Yeah, but he kind of seems like he's kind of bad.
You're pretty small, too, I guess. So I guess that would make sense.
We're basically twins, so
double
it makes
short
sense.
Kings helping each other out.
Whatever. I had Vin Diesel in there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty badass dude. And mainly the reason why he was there is because I needed a bald guy, but I got The Rock.
Right.
Because bald guys are automatically tougher.
Yep.
So I kept The Rock, and then I was like, I don't need Vin Diesel.
Okay, don't say the rest of yours. I want to make sure I get mine in.
And then my last one was Denzel.
Okay, good. So I have two left as well. Denzel would also be a great pick.
Yeah. He's just a dude I wouldn't fuck with. Like, if I...
Why?
Like, he's intense all the time. He has a resting, pissed off face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Yeah, RPOD, yeah.
Like, you know, girls have the resting B-word face, because I would never say that word.
You can say bitch.
What's it mean? What, like, is there a dude version of that? Because I don't know if there is.
Pris? I don't know. Cock, resting cock face.
No, definitely not that.
Resting, I don't know.
Douche face. No,
probably douche. Honestly,
douche. Yeah. Douche has probably the best ring to it.
Dick. It'd literally be dick.
Yeah, but then you're like,
she's a bitch. But, oh, he's a dick.
Yeah, but then you're accusing him of having a face that looks like a dick.
Yeah, resting dick face.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Anyways, my two honorable mentions, which I'm kind of Jason Statham.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a scary looking dude.
Tough motherfucker as well. And also this one, who people aren't probably honestly going to know his name, which is why I didn't pick it, but Alan Ritchson.
I don't even know who that is.
He is So people will maybe know him from this. He's Thad Castle in Bruno State. He's also Reacher. Which he's, again, he's literally like 6'4", 250, built like an absolute fucking Chris Hemsworth. You might have a better body than Chris
Hemsworth. It's pretty easy when you take PEDs to look like that, though.
He 100% did, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way funny about him? He's that big.
He came, he made the third round American Idol.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
He was a singer?
I Googled him a while ago after Blue Mountain State, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. And it was like Alan Ritchson, Thad Castle, or Alan Ritchson audition. I'm like, what? And he's singing. Beautiful voice. But yeah, that's it. Those are the top 10.
That shit's cool. Yeah, so that's our nails. Actors, not characters. We got our backs.
Characters would be way too OP, which we already did, basically. Didn't we? We already did it one day.
Kinda, yeah, I think so. All right, let's go. Fax No Printer. Probably the one I'm least excited to do that we've done so far. Probably the most
important one to win.
Yeah, just because we couldn't really think of a punishment, so we just kind of came out with the most outlandish thing of where we're going to take a shot of a concoction that one of us makes.
The winner's going to just grab like four random ingredients from the fridge and make it to a big, like a shot glass, I guess.
Yeah, it has to fit in the shot glass, so we'll do that. But, and that'll be up on our Instagram. I'm going to say tonight.
Oh, yeah, it'll be tonight.
Yeah.
And as soon as you listen to this podcast, go to our Instagram, basically, at that point.
Or
if you want to see it, you have to go to
the marketing. Or if you see our Instagram, come listen to this podcast.
You're listening right now, Bales.
Anyways, Fax No Printer. Fucking hell. Kale, would you like to go first?
The King of Hearts is the only king that has a mustache. In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts.
Oh, fuck. I know I've read this before.
What if you printer. Probably should be, no, it's Fax.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The King of Hearts is the only king out of all four kings that has a mustache.
Is there... I saw something with the Jax one time on Facebook. I need to screenshot things on Facebook more. It always has fun facts on there.
Yeah.
Especially because my grandma usually just shares them. I'm like, that shit crazy. But she also like always like shares like things like, this puppy is homeless. Please reshare if you care.
That's and it's actually like, painful.
And it's like, grandma, you're not actually helping that dog.
But it's also like, if you scroll on without sharing, you don't like that puppy, Bells?
No, I like the puppy. I just don't think that actually makes a difference in that puppy's life.
Dude, that shit used to actually like fuck with my head when I was a kid. I'd be like, I'm a bad person if I don't repost this.
Yeah.
What's your first Fax or printer, Bill?
Our galaxy is almost as old as our universe. Our galaxy is about 13.6 billion years old, and our universe is about 13.7 billion years old.
So you just give me the answer? Just give me the answer to... What was your question? Or are you just saying a random fact?
No, I'm like... I gave you either the real numbers or I gave you the made-up numbers.
Okay, say that again. I thought it was like a yes or no question.
So our galaxy is 13.7, but our universe is 13. Oh, no, I had that backwards. Our galaxy is 13.6 billion years old, but our universe is 13.7. So there's only like 0.1 billion years in between the whole universe and our galaxy, which is the Milky Way.
I have to say, this is either true or false.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so confused. I'm just going to say fucking facts.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. I hope that the listeners are confused as I am because
I thought it made sense.
I was waiting for like a question.
No, I don't ask questions. I just say facts.
Okay. So, I'm glad I got that right because I've been fucking pissed. I would have for sure boycotted that one. Okay, good. Kale. Right. I'm just keeping track here. Bales. There is, in fact, a country out there that is six letters long that can be spelt on one row of a keyboard. I'm not going to give you an hour to read every fucking letter of the keyboard and try to figure it out.
I was staring at my keyboard there. Fax.
Yeah, Alaska.
Alaska's not a country.
That's a country?
Alaska's a state.
Did I say country?
Yeah.
Oh, I literally have state written down. Well, you got it right.
Anyways. I get it right.
Yeah. I seriously said country?
You said country.
You sure Alaska isn't a country, Bills?
Don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me.
Isn't that kind of cool? A-L-A-S-K.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. In Turkey, during the 16th century, men could divorce their wife if their wife failed to pour a beer for them.
Facts.
It's printer.
Oh,
In the 16th century, women could actually divorce their husband if their husband refused to pour coffee for them.
Seriously? That seems like a not at all a 16th century thing.
Yeah. I guess women's rights started in the 16th century with coffee in Turkey.
Yeah. See, I think there should have always been women's rights because I'm inclusive.
I agree. Hundo P.
Dragonflies can't walk.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a dragonfly walk. No, I haven't. So it's printer. No, it's facts. I meant facts.
What is it?
It's facts.
Are you sure?
I've never seen one walk, so yeah, it's facts.
It's facts, yeah. They have six legs, but they can't walk.
Yeah,
that nice. Would suck. I bet having six fucking legs as soon and none of them work.
What a dagger.
Yeah, that was just that's just down bad.
The fear of being scared to have fun is called cheerophobia.
Printer.
It's facts.
What? Fuck!
One more round to go. I'm about to win, and I'm going to make... Because I'm a bartender, I'm going to make an unbelievable concoction for you.
If I was, I'm going to literally put, like, piss, shit.
Say the other thing.
Spit.
Say the other bodily fluid. Do it. Say it.
Vomit. And then top it off with cum. Okay, go. Oh, my turn.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's your turn.
No, you got to say it, and if I get it right, I win.
What one did I just get wrong?
The cheerophobia one.
Oh, yeah. When a ladybug gives birth, that baby ladybug is already pregnant.
That one kind of blew my mind, but it's got to be printer.
It's a printer.
Yes! Let's go, Kale. You fucking suck at this game.
You're just really good, man.
Yeah, true.
But weirdly enough...
I won a beer pong tournament.
But aphids... When aphids give birth, that is already pregnant. There's like a five a DNA strand of like four generational births.
So does the last one not? Like if there's five.
That's a good question.
Is the last one in that line not pregnant?
No, the first one's a male.
Come on, bug expert, tell me.
I don't know. You fucking won though, man. Can you leave me the fuck alone, please?
Okay, I'll say my other two ones quickly.
Yeah, I also will. Let me actually try to guess just to see what I would have gotten.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So... Your brain is the fattiest organ in your body. Percentage-wise.
Printer.
It's facts, actually.
Well, I'm really bad.
60%.
Wow. I'll do my other question, too.
No, I'll go through all mine.
What?
Just listen to me, Kale. This is a professional podcast. This is a professional podcasting. I did read that one. Only 26% of the population in Korea uses body deodorant.
Uses body odor?
Body odor.
Odorant.
Elimination deodorant.
Yes.
That is actually printer, and the answer is even worse. The answer is...
Yes wasn't my answer. I was saying yes.
Shit.
I'm going to say printer.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
But actually, only 0.006% of people use deodorant there.
They just don't like to can't afford it?
I don't know what it is. I just... They probably just use natural remedies like... Toilet paper.
I was gonna make a really, really fucking bad comment, but I'm not going to now. Thank God I stopped myself.
Good. Very good. And then my last one is there are only 12 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
So you had six?
Yeah. Can you answer instead of just looking?
Six letters in the Hawaiian alphabet?
There are only 12 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
Frinner.
Pax. It's a fact.
Yep.
There's only you got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to guess yours. You can just list yours off.
I have one more.
Oh.
There are more trees on Earth than there are stars in space.
That's printer all day.
No. See, isn't that fucked? It's facts, dude.
Says who?
NASA. There you go.
Oh.
NASA estimates that there are between 100 billion and 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And according to a paper in Nature, the number one Nature magazine in the world, there are more than 3 trillion trees on Earth.
What a hilarious thing to name a Nature magazine.
Nature. That's like the most alpha thing to name it, honestly.
I would have called it...
Book.
The Outdoors.
That's definitely already a name of a fucking article. 100%. That's the most basic shit I've ever heard. Almost more basic than Nature, honestly. I'm actually just kind of mad at
grass. Just call it grass. I bet you grass is actually the name of like a weed magazine. Classy, but people know what it is.
Yeah, it's like, ugh. It's like the kind of thing that you're a 16-year-old kid ordering a book to your house. It's like, fuck it, my parents, I don't want them to see I'm ordering a weed book.
But it's called grass. They're like,
oh, hey, sweetie, grass, your book grass came in today. I love how you're studying all the grasses.
No, I don't think anyone's ever done that.
Yeah. What's your shower thought, Nathan?
My shower thought of the day, after I saw that guy get hit today. And
then you hop in the shower right after.
And seeing his shopping cart fly 20 feet, I was thinking to myself, like, do grocery stores not care about the amount of, like, grocery carts that get stolen from them? Like,
wow, great question.
Like, the amount I see around downtown tells me that there's just a constant, like, constant theft of shopping
carts
going.
Did you ever watch Trailer Park Boys? It's like Bubbles loves shopping carts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's if you fucking
show. But, like, here's another level. Like, do cops not care if they see a homeless person with a shopping cart? Because they obviously know it's not theirs. There's no way they, like, ordered it off Amazon. Facts. And got a shopping cart.
That's funny you say that, because now that I think about it, I actually have never ever seen like a homeless person with like a nice Walmart shopping cart. It's always like old, rusty with no logos and shit. Maybe they scratch off a logo so they don't get in trouble.
Ooh, that's next level thinking.
Yeah, but I've never seen like a nice shopping
cart. Yeah, but like, dude, like cops obviously know it's stolen, so they're obviously like, oh, just whatever, he needs it. Like,
true.
I guess, I don't know.
Wow. All right, yeah, my shower thought is... Sorry, everyone, in advance, I thought about this, but it would be so easy to actually hide a dead body. There's...
things murderers say.
Oh, fuck. No one check on me, though. I swear I'm fine. No, but, like...
I'll take things Ted Bundy says for $1,100.
Just, like, and what I'm alluding to, what I'm referring to. Oh, my God.
It's 5 o'clock. Please do not yawn.
When I went kayaking the other day... So, from where, like, basically... Actually, I'm not even going to tell you guys where, because I actually need to hide a dead body one day, but there's a lot of fucking, like... A lot of places that you kayak past along the river that you know people don't ever walk in. Obviously, in the city, there's little parks and sidewalks, but, like, out in the country, out where I live, it's just farmer's fields that lead to a hill that then lead to the river.
How many people do you think you saw along your entire kayak?
From... Leaving the city to my place for about 2.5 hours, not a single soul.
What about how many people were when you hopped on your kayak in the area you hopped on it?
Because
that's the tough part, is getting the body to the water. But
it isn't that tough.
Because once you get...
Trust me, it's not that tough.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience.
No, but I'm not even saying like bring them onto a kayak and then. I'm just saying like even from anywhere, if you like murder somebody, you need to hide their body. There's so many fucking places where you can just literally bring one shovel... Dig a fucking hole.
Where were you on the night of October 29th, 2021?
You know what? I'm going to check real quick.
I actually don't want to know. All right, that's a show.
No, hold on. I'll be quick.
I will do an announcement. October. As you all know, we fucked up with Jason's phone call last week. However, we do have the equipment on the way. So next week, there should be a third member of the pod permanently on. So expect laughs. Expect burps, especially with Jason. He is the king of raptor burps. Also expect just more fun. This is a fun podcast. This is for the people. This is the university podcast. And for anyone who hates on us for doing this, you're listening to me talk right now. So suck on my left elbow.
Yeah. So October 29th, 2021, I hit my bench press PR. That's where I was. I was in the gym. I also...
And shut up. We're ending the show on that. Shut up.
Shut up. I had a fucking sick mustache that day, too. All
right, we are... That's enough.
Yeah, all right. Love you all. Thank you for coming today. And join our Instagram story to see me taking a shot of...
It ain't going to be a story. It's got to be a reel.
Okay.
Because reels get more views scientifically.
You're right.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.